Welcome to the latest episode of SIGGRAPH Spotlight. We hope you had a great time at SIGGRAPH Asia and enjoyed the latest advancements in computer, graphics, and animation. Speaking of animation, today we bring you an interview with Mohammed Harib, an animator from the United Arab Emirates, who created a popular UAE cartoon series, Frege. In this interview, Mohammed reflects on his career and the animation industry as a whole.
Hello and welcome to our CG podcast. My name is Anupama Hiregaudar and today I'll be interviewing Mohammed Harib. And Mohammed, please tell me a bit about yourself, your background and what do you do?
Hello everyone and thanks Anu. My name is Mohammed Saeed Harib and I am UAE national. I studied general arts and animation at Northeastern University in Boston. And I started working in Dubai Media City as a marketing executive for 3 years, almost, making sure we have enough stationery. And then at one stage, I had to follow my dream, took a loan from the bank with the support of incubator, like a funding incubator, a governmental one. We had to go through a very rough and rigorous process, 3 years, actually, to try to obtain this $1 million loan, and finally, yes, we obtained that loan, and I went ahead to create the first ever 3D Arabic animated series called Frege.
Well, that's fantastic, Mohammed. Have you ever heard of SIGGRAPH and what SIGGRAPH does?
Well, yes, I did hear about SIGGRAPH, of course, and follow the latest advancements when it comes to software and technical, you know, related stuff to my field. But, you know, I'm more of a director and I always leave that technical side to our beloved studios, wherever they are.
So have you worked with international communities such like SIGGRAPH?
Well, when it comes to the technical side of things, I am sure a lot of the studios that we have worked with, and we worked with many studios in India, in Singapore, and in Paris, and they all have their lead technical teams, and I'm sure many of them do have an outreach program to many members from the SIGGRAPH community. I don't know them personally. A director cares for the last product, so sometimes we don't dive too much into that, but we do value whatever they come up with and whatever advancements, because I can see it year after year that you know, our shows are easier to make, are more beautiful. There's a huge number of efficiency that nowadays I can make a much nicer show in less time.
Okay, that's fantastic. And can you compare this working experience that you have seen in different countries to the one in your own country, UAE?
Well, in the UAE, we're the pioneers, so we are the benchmark. So we have learned a lot from working with other studios, seeing what they do, how they are set up. I have to say, we don't really focus on the technical side of things here very much. We are a very creative kind of pre-production setup and post-production setup, and we do then outsource these projects to those companies. They have that technical aspect, but we feed off each other. And because we had the chance to work with the best studios around the world, you know, some of them won Oscars. I remember Micross in 2010 for the best animated short. And so you work from like a factory-based, let's say, animation company based somewhere and an award-winning company based somewhere. And I think we gathered some knowledge from all of them.
So for people who are looking forward to working in Dubai or Abu Dhabi, would you offer any advice to these people?
Well, I think the region here in general is ripe, let's say, for new ideas that before you need to set up companies and have huge capitals, but now everything online, you can really connect with everyone around the world. You don't have to have a physical shop. Everything is kind of virtual. We certainly have benefited from reaching out to artists that are available around the world who freelance for us. The UAE has a very interesting business proposition whereby you don't have to pay tax if you're on a free zone. So from a business perspective, it's really nice. And we have very up-and-coming young and clever minds that come here, transition here, work here for a year or two. People who grew up here are also very smart because they brush shoulders with the best. So, you know, if they can bear the heat, you know, I have no problem for them to come.
So do you have some notable companies that are in the UAE that you have worked with apart from Lamthara?
Well, we service big clients, but we rarely collaborate with other art studios or animation studios here because, as I said, they're kind of non-existent and we are the pioneers in what we do here. But we do work for the Dubai International Film Festival, which is something that we pride ourselves with. We team up with event companies that are also big here. So they do, you know, concerts or weddings or launches, like, let's say, Flash is a very big governmental company, and Design Lab, which is the biggest Middle East wedding company, and sometimes now with these kind of events, they need creative video mapping, let's say, content. These are new areas that are emerging.
So in the UAE, do you see any international collaborations in the future?
I think it's from long time ago, since we started, all our work is about us collaborating with other people in different countries, in different fields currently and also in the future. Yes, it makes life easier when everything here is around you, but sometimes you need to reach out for the best talent. And now with the help of technology and the internet and the speed of it, you really don't need to move from where you are.
And do you think UAE would be an art hub in the coming future for up-and-coming artists who want to try and experiment with new things?
UAE and Dubai in particular have a beautiful art program that starts in March. There's a Biennale in Sharjah, which is one of the Emirates. There is Art Dubai, Dubai Fashion Week. We have the Film Festival, and all of them are amazing events to go to and something to look at. And we see a lot of galleries popping up. We see a lot of new kind of street art that we see everywhere now in Dubai. And Dubai is pushing to go to that kind of direction. And we can only benefit from what is happening.
So Mohammed, are there any projects that really caught your attention or projects that you would like to recommend to the upcoming new artists or work or books?
To be honest with you, my fascination with creativity shifts. So sometimes you will see us working on animation shows. Sometimes you'll see us all gathered around to do an app, and we will try to see what's really fascinating. And we always find something fascinating in the medium we work on. If it's a simple storybook or an app or a game or a full-blown show or an event or even a wedding song. There is always an element of fascination, and I think your own personal touch that you bring in. There are a lot of beautiful emerging creative fields. I would love to tackle them more and more. I have to say I'm not a big fan of, you know, traditional painting and stuff like that, but you know, we have preferences, and I think I'm more into the creation of a creative idea and then finding a nice medium to place it in.
And can you give us fun facts about Dubai and the reason for people to come and visit this beautiful country?
Fun facts about Dubai. I think the best thing about Dubai is I can be in the desert 20 minutes from my home, which is 5 minutes away from the beach. So if you want to go surfing, swimming, you can. If you want to go ride a horse like I do every dawn in the desert, you can. You want to go skiing, you can. Diving, you can. And I think it's one of those destinations that has everything in one place. It's very family friendly. Shopping is amazing here. The people, the fusion of people and the cultures that's here is amazing. The service is top notch. From the moment you board the plane till the moment you board the plane again to leave, I think you're bedazzled by Dubai. It's too much to look at first, because you can't believe how abstract it is at first, but then you start to discover the place and discover the people and find the small warehouses like where we are right now and find the gems that are in Dubai.
Thank you so much, Mohammed, and that's it.
Thank you for tuning in to this installment of Sigraf Spotlight. And thank you to Anupama Hiriguda for conducting the interview on behalf of the ACM Sigraf International Resources Committee. For future episodes, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and rate the show to share your feedback with potential listeners.